Hi, I'm Dave Kahle, and welcome to this podcast. Today we're talking some more about biblical businesses. I want to introduce a concept here of the biblical household. Household. Now, we see that word throughout the Bible. Again, it's from, we see it a lot in Genesis, all the way through the New Testament, the book of Acts, and so on. What exactly is a household? Now, there is a common misconception that a household is a family. And that's people just accept that. That's the common understanding, but it's wrong. A household is not a family. Let me just share with you some of the scriptures that speak to this, and see what kind of conclusion we can draw. What is a household? Well, first of all, households included employees. This is from Genesis 31:41. I'm quoting. It was like this for 20 years. I was in your household. Now, this is Jacob speaking to Laban, his father-in-law. He said, I was in your household. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flocks, and you changed my wages 10 times. So he was an employee in Laban's household. Household had employees. Households had slaves. This, again, is from Genesis 17:12. For the generations to come, every male among you is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner, those who are not your offspring. So included in the household were slaves or people who were bought with money from a foreigner. So we understand households had employees, households had slaves. Households could grow into huge entities. Here again is from the book of Genesis, chapter 14, verse 14. Here's the situation, talking about Abram now. You know, Abram was kind of hanging out with his nephew Lot, and Lot was captured and taken off. And so Abram is going to now gather some folks and go after Lot and rescue Lot. And here's what the passage says. When Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan. Wait a minute. 318 trained men who'd been born in his household. Stop a minute. How big was Abram's family at this point? And you realize Abram did not have a family. He had a spouse, Sarah, but he had no children. And yet, he had a household that included 318 trained men who had been born in his household. A household, ladies and gentlemen, is not a family. A household is a business. Abram's business was so 318 trained men who had been born in that household. How many untrained men were there? How many women? How many children? How many older men? How many brothers and sisters? How many men who were of fighting age but were not selected to be the 318 trained? It's easy to see that Abram's household consisted of thousands of people, and yet he had no children at this point in his life. He was married to Sarah but had no family beyond that. So if you believe that a household is a family, you're sadly mistaken. And this is identifying the fact that households are sometimes referred to as having people who are not part of any family. So again, this is from Genesis 36, chapter 6. Esau took his wives and sons and daughters. Now, if it were just a family, that would be it, right? Wives, sons, and daughters. But a household is much larger than that. Esau took his wives, his sons, and daughters, and all the members of his household. So there were people in the household that were not wives, sons, and daughters. And of course, that just tracks with what we've seen before. There are employees. There are slaves. There are people born in the household. The household is much, much larger, much, much larger than a family. So we have this concept of a biblical household now. And whenever we see the word household, instead of thinking, are they just talking about family? No. Think this is the Bible talking about a business. A household is a business. It is an entity that is designed to number one, to provide economic security for those who begin it, but it, as we will see later, has so much more potential. What is a biblical business? I'm using the word biblical business, and we just established the fact that a household is something way above and beyond a family. It is a business with employees and slaves and other peoples. So what is a biblical business? Let me just create a definition here. A biblical business is an organization of people, often but not always, centered around a set of people related by blood. Not always, as Abraham's a great example of not centered around, but often centered around that, who work together to accomplish a specific God-given task within the greater purpose of applying creativity and organization to the creation. A biblical business begins, from mankind's perspective, with the motivation for financial security and advantage. People start biblical businesses to make money and to make a living and provide economic security, but it grows much beyond that. That's mankind's perspective. From God's perspective, a biblical business is a powerful spiritual entity through which He disseminates and channels His blessings, and He grows faith, He develops character, and on it goes. As we continue on this series, we'll see what else God does through biblical businesses. But let me just repeat this definition. A biblical business is an organization of people, often, but not always, centered around a set of people related by blood who work together to accomplish a specific God-given task within the greater purpose of applying creativity and organization to the creation. And we saw that in Genesis when God gave Adam the charge to work and care for the garden. Now work, and mankind has that same precedent-setting challenge to work and care for creation, to add continually a higher degree of organization and creativity to creation. And out of that comes very specific tasks, and in this case, specific jobs or specific businesses. That's a biblical business. That's a biblical household. It's a business. That's it for now. Bye-bye.